Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wow. Did you see who broke up yesterday, who announced they're divorcing after years together and three kids?
No, who?
Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, really? How long have they been married?
Seven or eight. They got married at least around 2013, I want to say. But they have three kids. Their oldest is seven. She's 33. He's 36. I cannot believe this. If you watch the show.
What is it? Very Cavallari? Is that what it's called?
If you watch Very Cavallari on E!, there's nothing that would have made you think this was coming.
Really?
And
no signs? No,
I think a lot of people envied their relationship is the sad part.
Why?
It just goes to show. Because it appeared they got along well. Look, I have a sleepy head. Literally, a kid just hit me on the back who just woke up.
It's
Sorry.
Working from home, man.
They get along well. They do all the stuff in reality TV. I know you just got up. I'm talking about Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, okay?
They broke up. It's devastating news.
They
America's
broke up.
Shattered.
Did you know that?
America has been shattered, Hudson. See?
Yeah, Kristen
that's how I
Cavallari
feel.
Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler broke up. What do you think of that?
I don't know.
See? Attaboy.
He could care less.
Attaboy.
I have a sleepyhead six-year-old that wants me to cuddle him right now. That's what's happening while I'm doing the dirt. Anyway,
they broke up.
It did not appear like they were having problems. In fact, they talked about how they were a team all the time. So, again, makes you wonder with everything.
I was wondering earlier, Allie, do you think there's going to be more divorces or babies during this pandemic? Because you're going to have people that hate each other, that get on each other's nerves, that end up getting divorced in 9 months. And the people that have been hooking up and not using any sort of protection, and they're getting pregnant. And then 9 months from now, we have corona babies.
Allow me to tread lightly as my six-year-old is sitting next to me. But in case you forgot, I did both of those things at once. Say it out loud. He can't hear.
Oh, that's right.
Say it out loud. What did I do at the same time?
Which
got
one?
Pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And
he got divorced. So you got
ding,
both.
Ding. So you asked me which ones. I said, Riggs, technically you can have both. It's not like you. It's not like you have to pick.
Right?
Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
I do something called Mental Health Monday. I'm a big mental health advocate, and I think a lot of people should be super mindful of their mental health, especially during this time, because we've mentioned before, a lot of people are isolated, people are lonely, people aren't in their normal routine. So much uncertainty in the world. It can create a lot of unwanted anxiety. You're just creating all these questions. What's going to happen? Am I going to be safe? Am I going to get sick? It builds up in your mind. So I assembled this panel of people to get on a Zoom call tonight with our Wisconsin chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I wanted to get people from kind of different walks of life who are close to COVID and who maybe have been impacted by it, and have them discuss how they're handling their mental health, and maybe somebody watching can have a question for somebody on this panel. And I think it's a pretty broad group of people that I have. I've got a guy that just got out of the hospital surviving COVID.
Like a local guy?
Local guy from Jackson. 27-year-old dude. 27 years old, this guy. He was a trucker.
Wow.
Just recovered. He was a guy that we've talked about on the show before, Bad Luck Billy.
Bad Luck Billy!
He just got over COVID. He was on a ventilator for 2 weeks.
He was a friend of the show, then he wasn't, then he was.
Then he was, then he wasn't, yeah.
We never had an issue with him, but he had a falling out. Him and Gibbons back in the day had some fallings out. We didn't really know what was going on. We just knew that he was our friend, then he wasn't, and then he was, then he wasn't. So
Right. So I've got him on the show, and he says his life's been changed by this whole thing because he didn't think it was that big of a deal, and now that it's hit him super hard.
People don't think it's that big of a deal until it affects them. That's the problem.
So I'm interested to hear what he has to say. I've got a nurse that works locally in Milwaukee that works in the COVID unit at one of the Ascension hospitals. Mm-hmm. I've got a veteran that suffers from PTSD that's now struggling with that coming back and battling his own demons, now being isolated at home with a family.
I just think
it's a really cool way to talk to people from different walks of life to see how they're all managing. How are you managing?
What time is this at tonight?
It's 6 o'clock tonight on the our Facebook page, AFSP, the Wisconsin chapter. This is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. How are you dealing? Because you've been isolated. You're stuck at home.
Me? Yeah. I got to tell you, I lost it. I almost lost it on a listener over the weekend, dude. I had to inbox a listener because on Instagram, she was screenshotting things and sharing them, but they were 2 months outdated. So she put up a quote from Dr. Fauci saying, don't wear a mask. So I thought, how is she goes, I'm not wearing one. I'm still not wearing one. And I see these posts on Facebook and Instagram and I go, oh, you're so tough. Look at you. You're so tough not wearing your mask, not knowing who you're affecting. You're so cool. It just annoys me. So I inboxed her.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I had to source what you just posted just because it's so irresponsible when people just copy and paste and don't even know. And I said, I'm sorry, but the article you just sourced saying we don't need to wear a mask is from March 8th. And unfortunately, the standards have changed. I'm sorry. And I'm not trying to be a buzzkill, but this is like irresponsible spreading this crap. You know what I mean? Like, this was 2 months ago. You don't even know what's happening and you're sharing stuff. This is insane, you know? Yeah. And so, this is so many people who are just sharing. I can't take it with those people because I just want to shake them and go, aren't you so tough?
People are starting to lose it. People are starting to lose it a little bit, though. They go mentally.
But they're not even making sense.
I know.
You can turn on the news for an hour a day and find out exactly what the standards and the updates are. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, not copy and paste something on Instagram. Come on.
Well, that's common sense, I would think.
Come on. I couldn't take it.
The mental health discussion is more what we're talking about tonight. It's less, it's more common sense.
Well, that
things.
Was my mental breakdown. I had to reach out to somebody and make it awkward and almost say you're crazy.
Sometimes you have to do that, though. You got to shake people virtually.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie, do you remember that song Ironic from Alanis Morissette back in the 90s?
Isn't it ironic? Yeah. Of course.
Like, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's like 10,000 spoons and all you need is a knife. We're living that song right now in the year 2020. You know why? Because airfare is cheap as it's ever been. You can't fly anywhere. Gas.
Okay.
The cheapest it's been in years. Gas prices are so dirt cheap.
And we're going nowhere.
You
That's
can't
what
go
sucks.
Anywhere. You can't go anywhere. Right? Oh. That's what's happened in Wisconsin. I'm sure you've seen the gas prices. If you've gone out for an essential trip, you've seen they're pretty low right now. And at $1.21 a gallon, that is our average price across the state. Wisconsin has the cheapest gas in the United States of America.
Wow.
By almost.
Well, nobody better cross lines to come here. We're closed. We are closed for business, honey.
Stay over there.
No, somebody, we stay in ours, you stay in yours.
I saw a friend on my Instagram. He sent a picture of a gas station where he lives in Ohio, and it was $1.25 a gallon. And I went,
wow.
It's $1.09 by me.
You're like, what's up? I'm not going anywhere, but I got cheap gas.
Exactly.
So well, the healthcare workers and the frontline people, they deserve that. You
know,
give it to them. Yeah. Give it to them.
The people that have to drive, give it to them for cheap.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's an essential worker. She goes, I just filled up my gas tank for $6. $6 to fill up her tank. She drives an SUV, too. It's like, wow, good for you.
Well, then she wasn't filling.
Oh, she was filling. Because she's going to do what I'm going to do, using your pick and save points at the BP.
Oh,
that's
well, that would make it $6. I'm like, come on now.
See, you got to combine your points. That's how you got to make it work. You got to work the system, Allie.
Well, so we're going to have our cheap gas, the cheapest gas in the country. That's cool.
We'll have it as my car sits in the garage and does nothing.
Don't come to our state for it.
Right, to 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So you've been out in public with the mask game, right? You've worn your mask out in public, Allie?
Yeah, I've worn it, I want to say, 3 times because I wear it if I go in anywhere.
Okay.
So I've had 2 essential trips to the grocery store, I think, in the past 2 weeks, and I wear a mask the whole time.
Uh-huh.
And I went into the gas station for maybe 30 seconds and wore one.
Now, are you wearing the one that goes like over your ears? So it's like the cloth where it's almost like a medical looking one like you would find in a doctor's office? Or do you have like a bandana or like a cloth?
A cloth one doesn't make me think of a doctor's one. A cloth one makes me think of personals, like our personal ones we get online.
Right.
I have like the medical one that is blue on one side, white on the other, and they were like extras.
That one. Yeah, it goes over the ear, right?
Yeah, and my mom sent me 3, one for me and 1 for each of my kids. My kids have not gone anywhere, but I have them in case we need to go to like the doctor, anywhere we might need to go where they might need a mask, you know?
Right.
They're on standby if I need them, so.
I get confused when I walk into places now and I want to greet somebody. Like if I walk in and there's the cashier and I have a mask on, I feel weird right away. So I always take down my mask a little bit and I give them a smile just to say like hello.
Riggs, you're worried too much about what people think when it's not the point right now.
I don't care. How I feel. That makes me feel better knowing that I'm like a nice person coming in the store like, hi, how are you? And then putting it back up. Why
you're
is that
defeating
bad?
The purpose by pulling off the mask and touching it. And then, I mean, it's like, just so what? So someone thinks you're a nice guy. They can't even see your face, dude. They don't care. Here's my thing.
Yes.
When I went to the grocery store yesterday, the chick at the door who had a mask on, who was counting people, said hi to me through the mask. And I said hi through my mask and I kept walking.
What do you do when the employees
aren't? Why is that so much of a, like, hello?
What do you do when the employees aren't wearing the masks?
I haven't seen an employee. I haven't seen an employee at this point. What store were you at?
Was it a hardware store? Yesterday.
Then that's their own stupid problem.
There was one other guy in there. But I felt weird. I felt weird like wearing it in there because nobody else had it.
I find this funny because I think some people aren't wearing masks because they actually care what people think, which if that's the problem with a virus we don't know a lot about, you're just stupid. If that's why you're not wearing a mask, I don't know what else to tell you. But second of all, but this is the world where we all worry about what people think. If you go into the store, though, like when I go into a big grocery store, I did the math yesterday. I think 80% of people were wearing masks.
Really?
In fact, now it's at the Yes. Now it's at the point it's changed. Now it's at the point where I feel awkward for the people not wearing masks. See, it used to be the opposite where you felt like you were like, oh, they have a mask. Now I actually kind of look at him and go, oh, you're so tough. Hope you don't get anyone else sick. Look at you with no mask. Like, if you don't have one, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're just not wearing it because you don't care if you're carrying or infecting, then you're just an ass. I don't know what else to tell you. You're just a jerk.
Then everyone in the store was a jerk yesterday. Everyone.
Then fine.
That's the way it was.
I can't believe you went to a whole store with no...
It was just me. I felt strange being the only one in the store wearing the mask. It was weird.
Not the time to care what people think is what I'm getting at.
I know.
Like, now's not the time to decide whether or not you're going to wear a mask because of how you look or being the only one. I kind of do this, Riggs. I put this in the air when I wear my mask and I don't think twice. You see that?
Oh, you put your middle finger up.
I go, this is it. We're doing what the freaking doctor. If you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
And they said, do this, this, and this to stay healthy. Would you do it or would you just roll your eyes?
You would just honestly roll your eyes, of course, because we're America.
Oh, you would, because you're a dude, of course. Never mind. You're a dude. Never mind.
How are you dealing with the mask situation? I want to know. 414-799-1037, or you can text us 71037. Maybe you're not wearing one at all. You refuse to. And I want to hear from that person.
Those are the people I don't. You're so tough. Look at you not saving any lives. Ooh.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Talking about masks. Now everybody has masks on. Most people have masks on, but a lot of people are not wearing their masks. A lot of people feel awkward wearing masks, but does it matter?
This is not about how do I look and do I look silly. I mean, this is missing the point.
You can call 799-1037 or you can text as well to 71037. Dude, what?
The texts are blowing up. It says, yeah. I have to wear a mask at a hospital and I do feel bad when I smile at people, but I'm not about to take my mask down to show a smile.
Sure.
Somebody said... Yeah. A lot of people said, of course I'm wearing one. Absolutely. Riggs, wear the damn mask and don't pull it down. But then somebody else texted in. There's always one that said, I can't understand why people are wearing a mask. And I say something and the replies I get back are hilarious. AKA, it's freedom of choice.
Okay.
It's like their will if they want to get the virus. But I get why that person's laughing, because that's not really the reason. It's not for you, you dummy.
Hey,
it's
Mike,
for everyone else.
Mike's calling in from Hartford. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You were calling about masks in stores? Go ahead.
My wife is due in June with our first kid.
Nice.
And so she makes me
wear a mask. Or scary right now.
You what now?
She makes me wear a mask when I go to the store, and I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
We had my mother-in-law make, like, the homemade masks. And I don't know what kind of masks Allie wears, but mm-hmm. I thought the ones that you would wear in the doctor's office, I thought those mm-hmm. were single-use.
They are single-use.
They are.
Yes,
if they are.
If that virus gets into them, so anytime I wear my mm-hmm. cloth mask, I wash it as soon as I get home.
Yeah, you treat them like a pair of underwear. I have that
you
too.
You know what, Mike? I appreciate you calling because my sister said that. She said, I'm going to send you a cloth one so you can wash it and reuse
yep.
it. So I think that's a solid thing to bring up.
Yeah.
And you can get different patterns, like the boys, if they want, like superheroes mm-hmm. or whatever, Pokemon, whatever they're into. You know, you can
yep.
get different patterns for them
oh.
so that they don't feel so, like, awkward wearing a mask.
Oh,
yeah.
Please, they don't even care, Mike. They're the ones
Batman
that are like,
mask?
We'll wear one. Yeah, it's like they're into it. It's like the adults are the ones who care what people think.
Yep, exactly.
Kids love it.
You know, kids love it.
It was probably about 50% of the people wearing masks and 50% not. And
yeah.
I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, I tried distancing as much as I could when I was at
for
the
sure.
store, obviously. So.
Yeah. Mike, do you find it funny when you're at the store with your mask on, doing all the right things that you've been asked to do, and then watching someone without a mask come close to you, and you're like, you got a lot of nerve right now, dude.
I do feel nervous about it. Sometimes I just try to think of I'm doing everything I can to keep myself safe.
You're right. You worry about what you can control. You're not worried about someone else.
Well,
but you do the best
exactly.
you can to protect yourself and avoid those situations.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just mean
and
it's a total disregard.
It's possible for my wife, too. So.
It is a disregard,
aww.
Allie, but you can't control someone else's disregards. So you do the
right,
best you
but
can
I'm,
for yourself.
But we can laugh about how ironic it is that somebody without a mask is coming at me at the store when they need to just stay the hell away. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yes.
And even with people wearing masks, if I was going down an aisle and I saw somebody grabbing something in the same aisle, I'd grab mine
I still
and
wait.
Go the other way.
Right.
Yeah.
Turn around and go the other way. I'm like, I don't need to pass by.
Yeah, you'll come back.
Me too.
Do another pass.
Well, I wait my turn. I mean, that's all there is to it. Yeah.
Mike, thanks for listening. Good luck with that baby, too, coming up.
Appreciate it. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Aw,
see you, dude.
That's got to be stressful when you're pregnant right now, boy.
Katie's in Economowoc. Good morning, Katie.
Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. You were calling about masks. Go ahead.
So I work in healthcare.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I went to Walmart the other day. I took my mask off. We have to actually wear our masks throughout the entire building because that's where residents are. And honest to God, you know, I went into Walmart and I took mine off because it's just, I think they do more harm than good in most cases, but other cases, you know, I know that we're...
Wait, stop. We
yeah,
can't have, well, you gotta have facts and we cannot have anything irresponsible. I gotta hear the whole thing.
So
I gotta hear the whole story.
You wear them all day. And it's like, you need to breathe. And most of the time, it is, and people won't say this, but I'm going to say it. It's honest to God, so hard to breathe sometimes because you're huffing and you're working all day. And
but that's also healthcare,
you know,
too.
Right, exactly. And there are rules that we have to follow and there are policies we have to follow. We can't even wear the cloth masks anymore. We have to wear one a shift for the hospital brand. And
yeah.
we had someone make a bunch, and it sucks that we can't wear them. Only nurses and, like, the upper management can wear them. But, you know, it's in the times that we're in right now, it's very hard. This is all taboo for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taboo for all the healthcare workers, too. It's like, how do we prevent and how do we help? And it's hard. it's hard guess. To know.
I'm not really sure how I feel, though, about a healthcare worker healthcare worker taking their mask off when they get to the store. That actually makes me a little uncomfortable because I'm wearing one to protect you guys and everyone else, and then you come from a place where patients have been, and then you take it off. I don't get it.
Katie's saying you take it off because you're wearing it all the time as part of your uniform, and then you get it to the store and you're sick of wearing it.
Right, but it's still on my face. I put it up when I'm talking to people, but if I'm just walking through the store, if I'm not around people, like in the backside of Walmart, like of course I'm going to take it off.
Okay.
But it's still on my face. You know what I mean?
So it's there when you need it to protect you. All right.
Absolutely. And you know what? No one wants to get sick. You know, I have older parents. Like, I haven't even been able to see them, and that's what sucks because, you know, we are around residents, and you would feel awful if you got one of your loved ones sick.
Yeah, you would.
Dude, people are screaming at you on the text line right now that you're in healthcare and you're taking it off in a store. It's infuriating. Like, I'm just reading text to you right now. People are screaming. I don't know what to do with these texts.
I'm going to let you talk, but I'm just telling you right now, yeah, people are lighting you up.
You're getting lit up right now.
Well, thank you for calling, Katie.
Fine. You guys have a good day. Stay safe.
You
too. Thank you, Katie. Oh, my goodness. It's 103.7 KISS FM. You can still text to 71037.
Oh, they are.
They are texting.
Oh, they are. I can't read these on the radio either.
I wish we could get pictures of masks, because I want to see pictures of some of those ones like Mike was talking about, the superhero ones. I want a Batman mask. I want one.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So we have a friend of the show, and her now husband have a 13-year-old son together. It's not her son. It's his son from a previous marriage. Make sense?
She has a stepkid. Yes.
Stepkid.
You,
right?
You put a lot into that. You could have just said she got married and has a stepson. Now
I should have wrote that down probably.
You're like, she got remarried. I'm like, nobody cares. She got married. She has a stepson. She has no other kids though, right?
Just no the other kids. No other okay. kids. Just okay. the stepson. But the stepson still goes to see his mom every other weekend, right?
Yeah, right.
The thing is, when he goes to see his mom and now husband live in a household where they are constantly having people over to do things at the house, like fix things and repair things, coming over to visit and say hello. They're having family over for having visits.
Wait, no. So they're just not partaking in any part of safer at home order is what you're telling
they
me.
They have completely thrown it out the window. They're like, this is ridiculous. We're going to do what we're going to do. We're having family over. It's just our family, and you're going to deal with it. Now, the kid is 13. He knows that it's not right. He's uncomfortable with the whole thing. So when he gets back, the stepmom says he's upset when he gets home. He's like, I want to take a shower. I don't want to touch you. I feel very uncomfortable because of the situation.
Because he's been put in a position where he could have been exposed by his mom and his stepdad, basically. So, this is the problem with co-parenting, with the back and forth that I have said I'm so lucky we're on the same page and we just all stay inside between me and my ex. As far as somebody else, I don't even know what I would do if I couldn't control it.
So the stepmom is saying that they're telling the kid now to talk to his mom about it now, to be open and communicate with her and say, this is making me uncomfortable. And if she doesn't take him saying that, then they can step in and do something. But can they do anything? I don't even know what to do in this situation.
I'm not even sure what age, because my kids are little, you tell your kids to go talk to the other parent.
Right.
I'm not even sure at 14 I would tell the kid to go talk to the mom. I would probably go talk to the mom and be we need to talk.
He has talked to the mom. They have talked to the mom. The
then
mom
you're
doesn't
screwed.
Care right now. So
then
what can they do? There's nothing they can do at
There's
all?
There's nothing.
There's no recourse? This sucks.
No. Who's going to give them a recourse?
I don't know.
Who?
799-1037, or you can text the 71037. Is there anything that...
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying there's no way to control other people, which is the problem right now when you're in the middle of something like this, is that you can't control other people. That's what it is.
Text to 71037. What would you do in their situation? What would you do? Could you give them advice? It's 103.7 KISS FM. We'll read your texts, take your calls next.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We have a friend of the show, stepmom, having an issue with her 13-year-old. When 13-year-old goes to visit mom, real mom, over the weekends, real mom is not taking safer at home seriously at all. In fact, they were ignoring it blatantly.
Yeah.
Having visitors over, having people come in and fix things at the house, 2-3 people over at a time, family coming in from out of state to visit as well.
Yeah, no.
Just because it's family. And she's wondering what the hell she can do, if anything. She's
Nothing.
Upset. Her husband's upset. They've talked to the mom. The mom says, I don't care. This is dumb. I'm not going to follow this. What do you do?
You shouldn't marry dumb people to begin with.
What do you do? But she didn't marry the dumb person. She married the ex.
But originally they got married, was my point. Come on, they had the kid together, Riggs. Jesus. Okay, no. But seriously,
what do you do?
I don't know, but people are texting in. A lot of people are texting in about our lawyers and the police said, since you're putting your child at danger, this will never hold up in court and that parent would lose custody. Other people are saying you could use this to fight for custody in court later on, that they weren't keeping them safe. Now, I don't know why. Well, I guess I can't speak because every situation is so different. I don't understand. I get why right now you'd be going crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't know why you'd want to take full custody away from one parent at the, you know, at this point. Like, people are like, they're going to lose custody. Well, the kid still needs the parents. You know what I mean? Let's not get crazy. Like, yes, there's ways to protect the kid now, but like, I'm like, you have to have a really bad, why did they have custody in the first place if you're trying to pull it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm so confused by some of these texts. Like, is that the end all that we want to pull a kid from a parent full time? No, like, still want them to see both their parents, but yeah. How do you manage this right now? I don't know.
I have no idea.
The kid's 14. The kid's obviously been okay. So they've parented together this far, you know? So I'm saying to just take one of the kids and go fight for custody at this point is like, come on.
If you're a kid and you're that old and you don't want to go to your mom's, can you say, I just don't want to come to your house anymore? Can you do that if you're 13?
I think there's an age where, yeah, not 13, I was wondering, but I think there's an age. You can text into 71037. I can't remember what it is, but they do become,
but I would think, they do start to have a choice. The stepmom, she says that the kid feels uncomfortable. So I would think if the child feels uncomfortable and he told his mom, I don't want to come here until this is
Riggs.
Over. Can he say that?
Riggs,
I'm saying
this
that.
Is how
it does matter if it's a person. I understand he's under 18, but I think if your son was saying that to you, if I was the mom.
Right, but can I tell you why it's irrelevant?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's his mom and you're putting him in the middle.
Yeah.
Even if he's uncomfortable with it, he shouldn't have anything to do with this discussion.
No, he shouldn't.
The fact that they're saying, well, you stay here and screw your mom, all of that puts him in the middle. All of it.
Which sucks. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know,
that's why she wanted us to ask 71037.
Yeah.
We're not lawyers, we're not police officers, but if you have any other advice,
but we have been married to douches.
Yes, we both have. That is true. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's 8:52 with Riggs and Allie. It is Monday today, all day. Just got through a weekend, in case you're wondering. Mm-hmm. It's a Monday.
It's almost April's almost over. I can't even believe it.
Right. And then we'll get into May. And then everything just kind of blends together. Somebody drew a picture.
Let's get to the juice. Okay, can we just get to the juice, Riggs? Enough about a picture. I don't know what you're going to draw a picture of, but I want to talk about this story in Green Bay. This is insane.
Oh, the meat plant that was still operating, even though it had 189 some cases of COVID with their workers inside. And now there's a federal investigation going on with this meat packing place. You mean that story?
Yeah, because all I know is over the weekend, it was like Milwaukee County. We had seen Dane County with the most cases. And then out of nowhere, it was like, welcome, Brown County now has the biggest outbreak. And I'm like, wait, Brown County? Wait, what? And then I'm like, that's Green Bay. And then I'm like, wait, what happened? What did I miss? So now it's all being tied to this meatpacking plant? No way.
As of yesterday, Brown County grew to 776 positive COVID-19 cases. That made it the highest positive case rate of any county in Wisconsin, Brown County.
Eesh.
Which is big, right? Because some of these plants I was reading last week, they had clusters of people that were testing positive, and then they would send them home and then clean up those areas and then send people, you know, back to work in other areas. So now there's a federal investigation going in as to why this was still happening.
Right. They were not just clearing them out. They shouldn't have been there even. Yeah. There's ways to sanitize and have people come in. And it's not by moving some people across the room that's not how we do it.
No, not at all.
We've seen places get clean since it started. It's insane.
This is going to start to be a problem. If you have plants like this that start going under, these places make food for people.
Start to be. Look what happened to Patrick Cudahy.
Yeah.
Look how many people got sick at that plant because they didn't shut it down. I mean, not going to start to be a problem. I'm assuming it already is, you know?
That's going on just north of us in Brown County, in case you were wondering.
Wild.
And that was the JBS meatpacking plant. So that has now been closed down because as of yesterday, it has shot up to 200 some cases testing from that plant alone. So
it went from 189 to 224.
Yeah. Which is a
lot. From like when they discovered it to when it's been like, yeah.
Yeah,
so
one,
they
were one like, place. Oh, okay. One place. So Brown County now on the map, and not for a good reason.
Well, and they all go home to their fams.
Yep, it's 103.7 Kiss FM.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, God. I think we have a correspondent for this one this morning.
We do have a correspondent right now. His name is Owen, and he's the cutest thing I've ever seen. How old are you, Owen?
You're biased.
I am 8.
Eight and a half. What'd you just say?
Said you're biased. You're his mom.
I am biased. But, you know, I say he's a great kid. Hey, Owen, so first of all, no, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler announced they're getting divorced. Yeah. That happened over the weekend. They're saying there was no cheating involved. That's all we know, is that they're just saying we're moving on, co-parenting together, and everything's fine. The typical divorce from celebs. Okay,
great.
So that's all we know. Now, let's move on to what rapper broke a Fortnite record? He had 12 million people watching him for 15 minutes on Fortnite.
That's
okay,
a long time to watch Fortnite, because I've watched 5 minutes of Fortnite and I'm pulling my ears out, my eyes out. What?
They hosted Travis Scott and they did this like astronomical experience where, you know, you see this virtual quarantine style version of him performing in the background.
That's cool.
There's these mysterious planet. So for 15 minutes, 12 million players got online and watched this and played it. He at one point had Stormy in his arms, his daughter with Kylie Jenner. And at one point, they even, I guess you could collect something. This is why I brought my correspondent Owen in the room, my 8-year-old. It says you could collect Scott-related skins for your own characters. Now, I've had to talk to Owen about this. What, you play Minecraft, right?
Yeah.
Not Fortnite, right?
I know some of Fortnite.
Some. I told him he wasn't going to get in trouble if he told me everything he knows about Fortnite. He's afraid to tell me.
There's a lot about it. He doesn't want mom to know.
He doesn't want me to know if he knows what he knows about it, because he's too young, right? So I just want you to tell me though, Owen, what are skins in a game? What does that mean?
Skins are different things that can suit up your character.
Oh. So it's
That's
like
a good
costume.
Explanation.
It's like a costume almost, or different.
In Fortnite, they add seasons with different kinds of skins.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm pretty sure that in Fortnite, season 6 like came out like a month ago or something. I'm
okay,
sure.
Thank you. Nice.
See, that was awesome, Owen.
Was
high five. You knew way more about Fortnite and skins than I did.
Right?
I don't know.
You say skins, I think shirts and skins. We're playing basketball. Like, who's playing what, right? That's what I think.
But it makes sense. He said it's like kind of like a costume. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, Owen, you did really good. Thank you for explaining Fortnite a little bit more to me, bud.
Let me go watch
You're
Travis
welcome.
Scott do it next time now.
You still can't play it yet.
No!
No! This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 9:47. It is a Monday morning. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or with the radio.com app. Did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something from you, Allie.
Yes, Riggs, what did you learn?
That 12 million people watched Travis Scott play Fortnite. 12 million people watched him do some sort of virtual performance, which is ridiculous.
12 million people took 15 minutes of their life to watch a virtual Fortnite game with Travis Scott basically in the background and, like, you know, astronomical stuff. And his daughter came on at one point, Stormy, Kylie Jenner's kid. I mean, we've hit the real dorky basement, people, man. I loved a video game, so I guess I shouldn't make fun of these people, but
I had 12,000 people watch my wife and I make spaghetti on our Facebook live stream, and I thought that was a lot. But 12 million people.
Oh, Riggs.
Right? Did you learn anything on the show this morning?
I learned basically that there's this couple who is freaking out, the classic co-parenting discussion during a time like this, where the one couple is staying completely safe and healthy and not mixing with other people, and then their 14-year-old kid goes to the mom's house and they have friends over and family, and they're just pissed because they can't control the other parent. So that led to a whole discussion we had this morning, and people giving advice, and how do you control the other one, and do you have any any rights legally, and co-parenting, isn't it fun?
No, it's not. In fact, that's
remember when you met that person, you thought, we're going to make beautiful kids and love each other forever, aren't we?
In fact, that's reason number 8 why I don't want children, Allie, because in the event that the relationship doesn't work out, all of the turmoil that happens afterwards. Not fun.
Yeah. Good times.
Catch her with a show at 1037kissfm.com. Allie, you mind hanging out for a little bit longer, playing some music from the comfort of your bedroom?
No problem.
Working from home. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.